I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Dear Diary. Oh, hey there. This is the Diary of an Overly Optimistic Millennial podcast. My name is CJ. I am the Overly Optimistic Millennial. It has been really hard to be optimistic the last couple of days for me. My family has experienced something very tragic. My brother-in-law, Maury, passed away. We had known that Maury had been sick for years. He had had four kidney transplants. He had been on dialysis for years, it seemed like. My sister, actually, at one point, instead of him having to go into the dialysis center, she went to school to learn how to do dialysis at the house. She would work all day, come home at 5 o'clock, and Denise, bless her heart, would get Maury on dialysis until 9:30 at night. Then she would cook dinner, help do her kids' homework, and everyone would go to bed. But they did it as a family. So my sister is a rock star. She's as much of a rock star as Maury, because Maury is the one that battled the kidney transplants and eventually cancer, which took his life. But Denise was right there by his side every single step of the way, as were his three kids, my two nephews, Dallas and Jordan, and my niece, Hannah. And so when I walked into that hospital room the night that Maury passed away and I watched them grieve, that was one of the hardest things I've ever witnessed in my life, because I have never felt more helpless than in that moment. What do you say? What do you do? I walked in, I put my hand on my sister's shoulder and just said, Denise, I'm here. I'm here. And I lost it. I cried. I cried with them. You know, I told every single one of them that I love them and that I'm here for them. But I didn't know what to do. I didn't know what to say. And it took me a while, and I got into my head and I started thinking, you know, why did this happen? Why did someone so good have to go so young? Maury was 56 years old. He was one of the nicest people I had ever met in my life. I don't think he had a mean bone in his body. He fought long and hard his entire life. He grew up not wealthy. You could actually say that his family was kind of poor, but he made the best of it. His sense of humor was unlike anybody that I had ever met. The jokes this man had, the stories that he had. But the way that he treated my sister and my nephews and my niece, it's something that I hope one day I can be half as good a husband as he was, or half as good a father as he was, or even half as good a brother. I mean, he would call me sometimes just to say, how you doing? You know, he was an electrician. He said, you know, I know you're trying to buy a house. When I get better, maybe I'll come down and I can help, you know, set up some fans or something. I mean, the man was going through hell and he still wanted to help me. That's the kind of person that Maury Collette was. And so a week after he passed, we're sitting in a funeral home for his celebration of life. And I look around and I see well over 200 people in this tiny room that maybe holds 90 people. And I thought to myself, this is the measure of a man who touched so many people's lives. Yes, I was grieving. We were all grieving. But I realized in that moment that grief doesn't have to be negative, because I felt something so strongly for another person. There was a love that I had for that guy that was just out of this world, which shows what a good person he was. And I want that. I want people to feel that for me when that's my turn, because it is going to be my turn. As much as I don't like death, I don't think anybody does, but we all are born and we all die. That is the circle of life. And so sitting at his celebration of life, you know, his brothers tell stories. My sister told a story. A couple of his friends told a story. And then my nephew Jordan got up. And Jordan is not a public speaker. He doesn't speak out much. He is very funny. He is Maury to a T, but he's a less extroverted version of Maury. Jordan is very introverted unless he knows you. So to watch him get up in a room full of strangers that he probably didn't know half of the people there except the family, and talk about his dad really showed me the strength that my nephews and my niece have. And it led me to believe that they're going to be okay. Because as soon as Jordan finished speaking, my niece Hannah stood up and just said, you know, a lot of people are wondering if I'm going to be okay because I'm so young. She's 15. And she said, but I'm going to be okay because my dad may be gone, but this is the part that got me. She pointed to her heart and she said, but I know that dad is always in here and he's never leaving my side. And of course, at that moment, you know, I just the boo-hooing starts. You hear people over, they're sobbing and, you know, the sniffles and, you know, everyone's grabbing for tissues because a 15-year-old girl just said what everybody hoped she would say. And that is that she is going to be okay. Because that was she was the one that I was worried about the most, to be honest with you. I knew my sister would be all right. My two nephews, they're over 21. You know, they're going to be okay. But Hannah is 15 years old. She knows now her dad is not going to be able to teach her how to drive. That her dad is not going to watch her go to prom. Her dad is not going to be able to intimidate her first boyfriend or see be there for her graduation or walk her down the aisle or be there for her children. She knows that. And she still has a smile in her face, love in her heart, and really reassured that she is going to be okay. And it was in that moment that I realized that grief can be good. There is such thing as good grief. Now, yes, in order to feel the good grief, you have to feel the grief. But let me tell you, good grief, when you feel it, it's extraordinary.